Welcome to the Signal's three-part podcast series on former OBU basketball coach Bill Vining and his wife Anne. Our own Richard Atkinson sat down with them to look at old pictures and talk about their lives. In this segment, Bill discusses some of his basketball strategy and the history of OBU athletics.
How's basketball? I mean, it's a lot different now. How is basketball different now? And what do you, I assume you like the more traditional game a little bit better. What do you miss about the old game?
Well, I watch the game and I try to pick out what they are doing out there on the floor, and it's just a habit, you know, mm-hmm. that I've had to
right.
do all along. And then I try to pick out. I say, well, they're, you know, how are they setting up their shots? And all of a sudden, it dawns on me they're not running what I would call a set pattern offense.
They're just running.
Now, is that good or bad? I'm not sure, but what the teams that are out there now might could beat some of the teams that I had that were good,
mm-hmm.
because they are so talented with the ball one-on-one. And the stuff that we started running, and I most of the stuff that I did offensively, I'd just pick up a little bit here and a little bit there, and would set it up to a point that I gave the defense the credit.
Mm-hmm.
If I ran this and he moved there, where would the best defensive player move, you know, to stop that?
Right.
And I gave them credit, and then I tried to build it on that premise. And I ended up with an offense. It took me a while. But see, when I came here in 1954, I did not even know who was out for basketball until about the middle of football season. I was also assistant football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just played basketball for fun. When I said when I came here as coach, it was totally different from what it was when I was a player, because we had scholarships back then when I was playing, and we had some great players. Then when I came back here, then we only had football players who also played basketball, plus a few others.
They didn't have scholarships, did they?
No.
They dropped scholarships.
And Rab Rogers was a coach, and I was his assistant in football. And I asked him one day, I said, by the way, who are the basketball players? So, you know, that shows how much mm-hmm. emphasis was on basketball. Our first game that we won was at State Teachers, ASTC is what they were at that time, Arkansas State Teachers College, was 101-102.
Wow.
That didn't show you much defense. We built up from 54 to about 58, then I had to go away for a year, because I was about to lose my GI Bill mm-hmm. if I didn't go that year. I was out for 1 year. And I had a senior team. 57 was the first time we had beaten Tech. They had been the kingpins all the way through the 50s.
So did you run, I guess, a Prince? Or you just run an adaption of all kinds of things all rolled into one on offense? Or
We started out with one that I borrowed from someone else, and it was the Auburn Shuffle, and that went way back there.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. But it was a good cutting offense. And then the year I came back from school, then Southeastern Oklahoma talked me into coming down there, and I knew I would have a bunch of freshmen. I had six freshmen, and then probably four or five upperclassmen that were still there. But I had lost all the good ones the year before, mm-hmm. and they had a pretty fair team. But they didn't do what I thought we were going to do that year. But I had to be gone. Didn't have any questions. So when I went down there, we were playing the Auburn Shuffle, and he getting me started on stuff. I'll tell this real quick.
Right.
Joe Franz's brother was playing in what we call with this three spot on there.
Okay.
And they cut off the post. As soon as the ball goes from point guard to the left wing, then that right cutter cuts off to the high post. So when we did that down there, we fired it to old Joe Franz, and he started not Joe, but Phil.
Did Joe play for you, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. At Wachita?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil went up to take his shot, and I mean, they hollered, "No driving area," and they knocked him up underneath our bench.
That's Joe Frank.
Didn't let him get the shot off?
So it wasn't, yeah. I kept hollering at him, "You've got to run the three cut like to make this special offense go."
Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't going
to
happen. So I called time out. I said, "You have got to run it."
Stuff, so.
I don't care. I said, "You put your pants on." I gave them all the cat talk, you know, just like they do. And every one of them had a man, they had a mangled arm and whatever else. They, they're rough, mean.
The other team? Or your
yeah, the other team. And after I got through talking to them, I said, "All right," I said, "can you get me the three cut?" "All right, coach, but somebody's going to get hurt." So that told you the story, you know. But I learned a lot from that old man. And he would come up here. Name was Bloomer Sullivan.
The head coach down there?
Yeah, he was fourth in the nation the year before.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason I kept telling him I didn't need to be down there. But we only got beat 13 points.
Uh-huh.
But I'd turn and look down there, and you know how players, me coach, man, their head was on the swivel with mine. When I'd look that way, their heads all were looking the other way. I mean, it was rough. So that was freshman. We had to play them again the next night, and it was a little better. I had them ready for it because I said they will be the meanest. World's worst playing team. We may get a broken arm. We may get a broken leg. Well, you know, they believed me, but it wasn't quite as bad after having played out there with them.
Right.
But he would come up here, and we would scrimmage, and I'd have to lock the door. The man talked so bad. I couldn't let anybody in. But I learned some basketball from him, and I lined up in a stack, a 1-2-2 type stack along the free throw, uh-huh. You know, line. And we ended up beating him. That's when I had the Kossover and the Clements group, and we beat him. Up here, but still with the doors locked. But we beat him, and we've kept score, even though, you know, you could stop and start the game.
Right. They still do that with other games. Yeah. They did that with UAPB this year.
Yeah. So he came up to me after the game, and he said, "Well," he said, "your team did very well." He said, "But I'm going to tell you, I don't like to get beat with my own stuff." Yeah. So I had borrowed what I saw them use, you know, the year before down there. But I missed it a little bit and added my own stuff. But then I started, by that time, writing up, and I spent many. I can go up and show you a stack of books where I'd write up these offenses. And the next day I'd call on, you know, five of the lowest five. I used to keep about 20 out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that I needed that last five to come down there and work with me on a new offense. And it was almost every day.
He brought pattern ball to the state. Everybody just ran and gunned up until then.
Uh-huh.
But really the difference, and I think that part of it was good. And those boys that were here the other day from the 60s, and it wouldn't take 3 minutes. They could have gone through that whole offense. Through, rotate, double screen.
Can you remember what you're saying?
They could remember.
Yeah.
But I really think defense was the difference in the reason that we became a consistent winner. And the opponents just never would believe that defense was the difference. And we'd run a press. We'd run a half-court press. We'd run a different defense on the end. And it was just enough to keep them off base, and they couldn't ever get to the point that they could run their offense. And this lasted for 15 years. I mean, they just would not give credit. And then when they finally decided that, hey, you know, we better start working against, you know, these defenses, then you have to start looking for something else. Players are important. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're what makes whatever you do, go. I had two incidents, and we talk about this every time this bunch comes back. And I set this stuff up on the clock. I didn't want to have 10 things. I said, okay, on 0, 0, and 1, and 8, we run something.
Uh-huh.
Whatever I say, we do it every day in practice.
Yeah.
And every day. And then on 2 and 5, or 2 and 5 was always
You mean minutes on the clock?
No.
Or you'll just say from the
score. On the score.
On the score.
Whatever the score was, that's the
So you're really just changing it up every...
That's the number of the play that we ran.
That was on defense or on offense?
Offense.
Or both? Okay.
That's the number. And, I wasn't out there having to holler, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, whatever. And when we first ran that, we played out of town. And this guy's running something different. Name was Bill Neal. Mm-hmm. I said, Bill, what are you running? He said, I'm running number 6. I said, our number is number 4. He said, oh, coach, you mean we're not home, are we? So we've run the home score here so much that when we went away, he was running the home score down there. Another one. I said, Carney, what are you running? And we didn't have a scoreboard at that time, but on one end. He said, running number 7. And it wasn't any more number. He couldn't see the other. I said, don't tell me you can't see the board from the other end.
You can see it. That's funny. What kept you at Washita? What was your favorite thing at Washita? Because I'm sure with the success you had, you could have gone to other places. But what made you want to stay here and love it here? Because you're still here, of course.
Yeah. Well, number one, I went to school here, and I liked it very much. And then when I returned, it was my first job. I returned 3 years after I left here. Spent 2 years in the service and 1 year at graduate school, and half of that year of farming. My dad died. And so when I came back here, they hired me as a head coach my first year back. A little unusual, 24-year-old man. But when I told you a while ago, that we really didn't have much basketball, no recruiting. There were 4 schools that were still recruiting with scholarships, and the rest of them were not. And during back in that time, and they call them the haves and the have-nots, and we were one of those have-nots until we all got together and started giving partial scholarships, and then we were all on equal footing. It wasn't because that wasn't equal on our part,
mm-hmm.
because if they would allow us $700, then and they allow $700 at Henderson,
because much longer way at Henderson. I guess Washita is still expensive.
Yeah.
Back then, too.
Way in comparison.
Right, right.
Of course, my tuition here was $300.
I wish it was that now.
When I first came here, it was tuition fees, room and board, $300. Because I walked on and, they didn't know I was coming, and I'd never been on Washita's campus. I tell people I rode up here with this man in the back end of his pickup truck. And I'm serious.
Gravel road.
Indeed, on the gravel road. All the way from Eudora, but they just walked out there and said, I want to play football. And they said, well, come on. And the first thing that one of the coaches hollered, hey, guys, I want y'all to know this is Bill Vining. Now, he's just a freshman. Y'all take it easy on him. Of course, I was about 2 weeks late for football.
Uh-huh.
They'd already started. I didn't know they started early.
Yeah.
Well, needless to say, out of 13 ends is how many we had back then.
Uh-huh.
We had all those service people. Robert Nelson, Southwest Sporting Goods.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was a senior.
Uh-huh.
He'd already been in the service and then back. So they were all men, back then. There were only 3 freshmen that we were competing for. But, man, I tell you, one old boy told me one day when I went through there and made the tackle in practice, big old boy named Moore at tackle. I got by him again. I made the tackle. Next time I slipped up, came up to the line of scrimmage, he grabbed me by my jersey. He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, we don't play that way in practice. He said, don't you try to come by me again. Well, I was calling him Mister. from then on.
So you played defensive end?
Yeah. But I made it. I didn't make my scholarship in football because I just about shut it down. But I did make scholarship in basketball. I did come back out because we changed coaches my sophomore year, and he didn't.
Football coaches?
Both. He the same one.
Oh, same guy. Both. Both.
But yes, Rab wasn't here. It was a guy named Smith and Walton. And then we got a guy named Bradshaw at the middle of my freshman year. And so I was out for basketball then. So they gave me a basketball scholarship for second semester. Mm-hmm. And I went in one day, I said, does that mean I get my $300 back that I had paid for the first semester? Said, no, we can't handle that, but you are all right now. So